Hey, everybody. Welcome to New Noise, this wonderful week here on Lead Singer Syndrome, bringing you all the new music that's coming out this week. My name is Mike Howell. I am your resident music wizard, nerd, whatever you want to call me. And I'm here solo this week to give you all the new noise, give you my thoughts on the albums from last week, give you some cool new stuff coming out this week, and obviously some news. Unfortunately, there's just some issues with Shane's schedule, so it's just me. I've been doing pretty well, had a good week. Just kind of living the dream, right? Yeah, that's about it. Lots of cool stuff going on in the scene, though. And I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into it with some new news. Obviously, this isn't going to come out for a couple of weeks. I think 2 weeks, actually. But this is some very, very exciting news for me and something I've been looking forward to in some capacity for a while. But Jenna McDougall, lead vocalist of Tonight Alive, an all-around wonderful human being, has announced that she has a new solo project called Heaven She. She will be playing her first show as the project on June 10th. I believe it's in Sydney. I don't know. Other side of the world. My girlfriend's going. I am not. That's the ropes when you live in the States. But yeah, I'm really excited for this. There's a new single in 2 weeks. It's been so long since we've heard music coming out of that camp. And that's just kind of a super special announcement for me that I'm really excited to share. As far as some other cool up-and-coming news within the scene, Ice Nine Kills have announced Silver Scream Con. This is their own kind of take on the horror convention. They've got some special guests ranging anywhere from horror movie mainstays and actors of those that like. I can't remember any of them off the top of my head by name, and I really should have noted it. All the way to Twisted, and obviously Spencer Charnas is going to be there. I assume probably a performance from the band at some point, but it just seems like an overall really cool thing and great branding move for the band. They've obviously had such success with this kind of stylistic approach, and I'm not going to say gimmick, but gimmick. And I'm glad to see it's paying off for them, and they get to do all of these cool kind of things. It's really cool. And in other news, another really cool thing, Hawthorne Heights has announced 3 festival dates called Is For Lovers Fest. And they're all kind of named aptly for the states that they're in. Obviously, Ohio Is For Lovers is one of them, as well as Denver and Kansas. So that'll be super cool. A lot of sweet bands on those. Tons of elder emo bands and tons of local bands from the areas, it looks like. And those should be a great time as well for anybody who gets a chance to go to them. I don't have any other news this week. Nothing crazy or huge or insane happened. It's kind of hard in the weeks coming back after My Chem gets back together. Everything else just seems a little bit smaller. Well, My Chem's been back together, but new music. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So yeah, let's talk about our albums of the week last week. Most of these I had already heard due to either dropping on Wednesday or early releasing on Monday and things along those lines. And obviously you guys want Shane's take. We'll probably come back to these next week as well and kind of hear what he thought about them as well as what we've got this week. But yeah, that Static Dress record, I've listened to it probably 12 or 13 times now, and it is still holding up. Absolutely incredible. This is one of the coolest upcoming bands this year. I think now that I've listened to it more, this may be one of my favorite debut records in the last, I would say 4 or 5 years, maybe since Sundowning by Sleep Token. It's absolutely a great time. That Blue Toss Nord record, I've had a lot of you guys reach out to me and say that you check that out because it just sounded kind of cool and weird. And that's awesome. And I'm glad a lot of you guys enjoyed this. I really like it. I think it's weird. I think it's spooky. I think it's just kind of neat and cool. I got my vinyl LP of this, and man, it sounds even better. Coming out of my nice speakers on my player, it's just absolutely buck wild. Yeah, love that. Love hearing from you guys that, I don't know, you find cool music because of this, because that's why we do it, right? And then the last one I really want to talk about was that Malevolence record, Malicious Intent. kind of hardcore death metal band coming out of Sheffield. I really like this record. I was kind of, I'm not going to say underwhelmed by it or whelmed, but like it was a good time, right? I listened to it while I was lifting. It was absolutely great. There's a track on there that I just really love called Karma. I think that's just, if we just got that track, like I would be happy. But like this entire record, it's overall just really, really good. And what I expected from the band, just fast, groovy. It's cool. I like it a lot. As far as like the singles and stuff from the last week, I like to kind of stretch this out a little bit when Shane's not here and just talk about some fun stuff, right? There was a really cool single called Dinner from Unprocessed. I really like those guys. They're kind of doing a really fresh take on progressive metal, all that fun stuff. Obviously, there was a new Guar single. That's a great time. There's a new single from Earthist that was really fun. I really like that Cain Hill single, which I'm really happy about because the band's been, I'm not going to say hit or miss, but they've been making good stuff, but not all of it's been stuff that I enjoy. But yeah, I really like this new single. What else do we got? There's this cool band that I didn't talk about last week, but put out a single. I didn't really know it was coming. The band's called Rabbit Junk, and they're kind of like hardcore mixed with electronic, really similar to like the last Code Orange record. Not the single Out for Blood, but like underneath, where it's just kind of chaotic and dissonant. It's really, really cool. There's also a Silent Drive record or record single that I didn't talk about. I really like that. That's a really cool band. Wargasm, obviously amazing single, tons of really good pop punk last week and punk, like the new Mayday and Wonder Year songs were just awesome, as well as Yours Truly. There's a new song from Scorpions. That was really fun. The new Dragged Under song is probably one of the most pop punk songs they've done, but I really, really liked that as well. Yeah, it's just overall a really, really good week for music, I would have to say. With that, let's go into our top records for this week. New stuff coming out. I've got six for you this week. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're excited because it's a pretty diverse week. And I'm actually really excited about this week myself. I think there's a little bit of something for everybody this week. And I think there's some sleeper album of the year contenders. So let's talk about it. First up at number six, and I'm going to butcher where they're from, so I'm very sorry. Coming from Aarhus, Denmark, with their new EP, Justicia. It's Based. That's B-A-E-S-T. Might be pronounced Beast. I don't really know. But they've got their new EP, Justicia. This is a really, really cool, groovy death metal band that kind of channels that just like European metal, right? I'm going to say it sounds like Lamb of God. I know they're from the States, but like Machine Head, like all that kind of stuff where it's just that like late 90s, early 2000s groove metal. They've got that down to a T. Cool thing about this EP is they've got an Antagonist AD cover on it. They've got a song featuring the late Trevor Strand. I just really like this band. I think they've got a cool aesthetic. And if you're a fan of kind of classic death metal, make sure you go and check that out. Not really much more to say there. Next one, probably talk about a little bit more. Number five, coming out of Washington, D.C. over here in the States, we've got a power pop group called Jukebox the Ghost. And they've got a new record called Cheers. They've got a single called Cheers. I don't know. This record's pretty cool from what I've seen so far throughout the singles. This is a band that I really like. And I think power pop is kind of a disservice almost. They're almost like, I don't know, you remember like old neon pop punk, like Mayday Parade and stuff like that back in the day. And We Are the In Crowd and Get Up Kids and stuff like that. It's almost like a modernization of that. It's just super, super fun, poppy, cinematic almost when you listen to these songs. Kind of almost like modern 21 Pilots as well, if you want to go that far. I describe them most closely to like the Mowgli's or Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. But I really like this stuff. It's fun. It's catchy. I've enjoyed all of their previous albums. They kind of take a storytelling element that's a little bit missing from a lot of kind of the poppier genres. and really, really make it their own. I think the five singles that we've gotten so far are pretty good. I can't recall how long the album itself is, probably like 10 or 11 tracks, but I'm pretty excited to see how everything kind of lays out and looks once we get into the full thing. Yeah, just super cool band. Make sure you go and check them out. Next up, we're going over to the UK for the new record Sentiments by Cabin Boy Jumped Ship at number 4. This is a cool kind of smaller up-and-coming metalcore band that is really, really gaining traction lately, and I think rightfully so. They've got kind of an interesting band name, but the music itself is solid. It's just some really cool, like, groovy metalcore. It's not got the best lyricism, but not a lot of metalcore does. And I mean, it's just fun, right? There are portions of this where it kind of reminds me almost like Invent Animate. And I'm like really excited because they've just got those cool kind of like panic notes and stuff going in there. And then you've got some like super cool riffiness that's also just tossed in anywhere from bands like Monument of a Memory to almost even like Beartooth at times. I think this band's just super fun. They're kind of making their own way in metalcore and just having an absolute good time. I really like these singles that they've got, Survivor and Ghosts. Golden was pretty good as well. Demons, the lyricism just kind of took me out of it, but I'm really excited to see how all these songs fit on the album. Yeah, I think this band's super, super cool, and I can't recommend checking them out enough. Next up, we've got the new record, Out of the Light, by Gilbert Arizona's own Scary Kids Scaring Kids. Now, this is number 3, by the way. Didn't say that. Might be. But this is a band that I never thought I would be saying, having a new album coming out. Obviously, we all know everything kind of surrounding the band. They've been around the scene for a while. So they had to get a little creative with this record. And literally every song has a feature. I think the features are all incredible and really, really diverse. Let's just get into that real quick because I think that's cool. Obviously, we've got the single Nightmare with Spencer Charnas. Spoke about him earlier from Ice Nine Kills. We've got Noah Sebastian on the second track. Obviously, Bad Omens. Veins, who's kind of like an emo pop punk, post pop punk, whatever you want to call that, like little niche artist who I think is really, really talented. You've got Mac McDonald, who's obviously of Rain City Drive, previously Rain City, previously Slaves, or is it River City? I never remember. Then you've got Little Lotus. Obviously, he's got an emo rap career as well as doing If I Die First, just super cool. You've got Cove Reber, obviously super, super talented musician in the scene. Spencer Chamberlain from Under Oath, awesome. Donovan Malero from Hail the Sun, Royal Coda. Is he from Royal Coda? I don't remember. No, he's not. Hail the Sun, Nova Charisma, solo work. Obviously, he's just prolific. He does so much stuff. Jesse Cash from Era, obviously really cool. We've got the single Escape from My Reality with Mod Sun, which is just another super cool song. Kind of takes a more pop-punky post-hardcore feel. Tyler Posse and Femme. I'm really not as familiar with these two artists out of any of them, I would say, the most. Femme, I know, was on a Water Parks tour, and I don't know who Tyler Posey is, so I'm sorry. Maybe I'll look that up real quick. I probably should have done that before. It says here as an actor. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody else named Tyler Posey. And then, obviously, the last track's got Michael Swank, which is just super, super cool. But overall, I think this record's going to be really fun. I think each song is going to be great and have its own kind of flair to it. The band didn't just make... they wrote these songs with the feature in mind, I think, which is really, really exciting. Obviously, like, Knock It All Down with Little Lotus is kind of fast. It's really good time. Mod Sun's track, Escape From My Reality, is kind of bouncy and pop-punky. And Nightmare of Spencer Charnas, it's kind of guitar driven, almost more metalcore, and it's got those kind of horror elements that he loves to do. So I'm really excited to see how the band meshes with a lot of these other artists, mainly like Jesse Cash, Noah Sebastian, Veins, and just see really what kind of happens within that. Despite this being a really cool concept, I don't think it's going to work really well in an album format. I think this is going to feel more like a compilation of singles than an actual album. But that said, this is also the most excited I've ever been for kind of like a compilation of singles type thing in a long time, going back to like remix albums and stuff like that that were really prevalent in the scene like 2013 or so. So I think that this is super, super cool. Just a great concept for a band that's been through a lot of hard times. And I'm really glad that they're happy making music together, and just they've found a way to kind of overcome their difficulties. This is a really, really cool thing that's happening. And I think all of us should, I think all of us should support this. Obviously, right? It's just super cool. And just so many talented people involved in this project. Coming in at number two, we've got some mildly local boys for me. Grand Rapids, Michigan's finest, Hollowfront, with their new record, The Price of Dreaming. They had four singles coming off of this, which they've all been quite good. Obviously, Hollowfront, they're a metalcore band. I would say if you're a fan of like Landmarks, we've talked about them quite a bit on the show, Victims, even Our Hollow, Our Home. There's just a ton of good kind of influences that come together for what makes Hollowfront, Hollowfront. They really just kind of write bangers. They're riffy, they're heavy, and an absolute blast. I think they're really, really good lyrically at kind of almost doing the hopecore thing without doing the hopecore thing full bore. I think these lyrics are really, really cool and genuine, and they actually find a lot of cool metaphors and phrases that kind of make it feel more personal than a lot of other bands kind of with the same message. I'm always going to support our Michigan boys, and I'm really excited for this record. I think it's super, super cool from what I've heard, at least the four singles, right? Yeah, immediate gym playlist every time these guys put out a single. It's just so fun. Yeah, I'm kind of blazing through these, which is what happens when you don't have somebody to riff off of. So I'm really sorry. It feels like I'm just kind of talking to you guys. I know that's not great podcasting, but I'm sure you're having a good time just getting a little quick download. And speaking of quick download, let me download an ad for you. Beep, beep, boop, boop. And we're back. Did you like that ad break? I hope you did. What did you have? HelloFresh? I bet it was HelloFresh. They've been pushing a lot of ads to me lately. But let's get it. Our number one record of the week in this week of six, going to Los Angeles, California, where seemingly so many bands are from. We've got the new record, Distance or Decay, by In Her Own Words, I How, if you will, but not I Don't Know How. These guys are pop punk superstars, really, really breaking through right now. All of these singles have just been absolute bangers. I think this is going to be the pop punk album to beat this year. Something about this band just clicks with me more than a lot of other pop punk bands. It's like, I don't know, it just, it feels right. It almost feels more easy core-ish, like kind of a Settle Your Scores or a City Lights almost. Maybe like We Were Sharks, I don't know, but also like State Champs and Youth Fountain. And I don't know, this band is just so cool. I love all these tracks. Every song has an absolutely amazing hook, some really, really cool emotional lyricism that just kind of gets you. Overall, I would say it's just going to be a really, really fun record. I've had a friend who's heard this already, and she kind of spoke to me about it. Says it's an absolute banger. I'm really excited for this. I think this is quite deservedly album of this week. It's just going to be a really, really good time, and I can't wait to listen to it. It might be one of the first things I do on Friday. Very doubtful knowing what's happening Friday, though. But with that, let's do a quick recap. So coming in at number 6, we've got the new EP Justicia by Baest. That's B-A-E-S-T. Death metal, Denmark, groovy. Coming in at number 5, we've got Washington D.C.'s Jukebox the Ghost with their new record Cheers. Should be a fun and joyous time to listen to. Coming in at number 4, we've got Cabin Boy Jumped Ship with their new record Sentiments, hailing from the UK, and just making some really, really cool metalcore. Coming in at number 3, we've got the new record Out of the Light by Scary Kids Scaring Kids. You know what it is. You go love it. I'm going to love it. And number 2, we've got The Price of Dreaming by Holofront. These guys, I'm probably just going to dump this entire album into my gym playlist and have a blast. And number 1, this week, we've got the new record Distance or Decay from In Her Own Words. Pop punk album of the year. Album to beat this year. Who knows who else is putting out albums? We'll see. But I'm really excited for this one. I think it's going to be just an absolute blast. And with that, let's close the chapter on our album of the week, top 6, and move into some honorable mentions. I've got quite a few that I'm just going to breeze through, specifically 33 here. We've got a couple of albums that I want to talk about real quick. There's a Mark Tremonti album that should be a lot of fun. There's a new album from Wilco. They're kind of an alt-rock band that's a lot of fun. This really cool instrumental kind of post-rock band called Mono from Japan, Tokyo specifically. They're doing a soundtrack to a documentary that's releasing over there, but they've been releasing it like an album. These songs, the whole soundtrack is finally out this Friday, so make sure you go check that out. Knowing that it's post-rock and instrumental, you'll probably be able to enjoy it without seeing the documentary. But also maybe watch the documentary. I don't know. Documentaries are cool sometimes. Going into kind of the heavier albums that didn't make the full list this week, there is a new record from Trollfest. This is a band that's really in the same lane as Hailstorm, Wizard Throne, kind of the goofy power metal bands. There's a lawn flamingo on the cover of this record. Do with that information what you will. There's also a new record from Decapitated, which is pretty interesting. I think if you asked me a couple of years ago, this would have made the list, but this is a band that's just kind of, I'm not going to say fallen out of my favor. They still make good death metal, but it's just, I don't know. The lyrical themes are just a little blasé, bland, whatever you want to say. Not great. We've got a new EP from With the Punches, really cool pop punk band. So make sure you check that out. And going into like some deluxe album stuff, there's a deluxe album from Eminem. I forget what album it is, but everybody loves more Eminem content always. I mean, I've lived in Detroit my whole life, and that's one thing I know. Let's get into the singles now. There's quite a bit. We're going to try and ramp it up into the cool stuff coming towards the end. But let's start it off with Brand of Sacrifice. They have reimagined their song Demon King, now featuring Ryoki Nishita of Crystal Lake. That's an absolute blast. The song was great before you added Ryo, and he's just elevates whatever song he's on. There's a new single from The Interrupters, one of my favorite kind of like punk, ska, whatever you want to call them, bands. They're just a fun time overall. There's a new single from The Fame, spelled F-A-I-M, all caps, after the word the. They're kind of fun, like alt-rock with some post-hardcore influence. I'm not going to say it's seen, but it's kind of seen. And speaking of seen, let's talk about Seether. There's a new Seether single. If you're into that, go check it out. That was a horrible transition, and I'm very sorry to all of you. This is what happens when you talk for like 24 or 25 minutes at this point. There's a new single from Lit. Everybody remember Lit? My Own Worst Enemy? Yeah, I don't know what that band's up to. I haven't listened to any of the other new singles, really. I think I have, but I've just forgotten. Oops, I'm dropping things. But yeah, so make sure you go check that out if you're still a diehard fan of the band Lit. And also message me, because I don't think there are any diehard fans of the band Lit. Next up, there's a new single from A Skylit Drive, and I still haven't taken the time to find out what's going on with that whole situation. I'm pretty sure this is the OG Skylit Drive lineup. The song is featuring Abstract, who I assume is a hip-hop artist or an electronic artist just based on the name, and should be a good time, I'm sure. There's a new song from Temple of Void. They're a really cool death metal band. Make sure you check that out. There's a new single from Dead Lakes. This is a super cool metalcore band. They're a lot of fun to listen to as well. There's a new single from Banks Arcade. They're from New Zealand, not Australia. I have been corrected on that. But this is a super cool band. They announced their debut album. Is it a debut album? I don't remember. They announced a new album. Should be fun. There's a new single from Real Friends. Make sure you check that out. We love Real Friends around here. Another band that's announced their next album, Vukovi, that's V-U-K-O-V-I, released a new song. These guys released nothing but bangers. They're super fun, kind of like alternative. I don't know. If you like Hot Milk and Yonaka and Half Lives, you like Vukovi. There, that's it. We've talked about this band a few times on the show, but Cult have a new single that's C-V-L-T-E. I don't know if it's metalcore. I don't know if it's emo rap. Good luck. There's a new Tokyo Hotel song. Make sure you check that out. That'll be fun. There's a new song from Nova Charisma, which we absolutely love. That's Donovan Malero and Sergio Medina's side project. If I remember correctly, there are so many Swancore little interactions, but I'm pretty sure I got that right. There's a new single from Glass Crown. If everybody remembers, there was an EP that we talked about last year by this band, absolute banger, just barely shy of my EP of the year list. But these guys just write some absolutely slamming metalcore that's just a lot of fun and just feels different than a lot of other things that are coming out. It's being things that feel the same as a lot of other things that are coming out. There's a new Bullet for My Valentine single. Listen to that if you're into it. Yeah, they're putting out a deluxe version of their self-titled record. I don't know. Enjoy. There's a new single from Conjurer. This is kind of a doom metal, death metal, black metal, whatever you want to call this band. They're kind of just mixing a lot of things and making some really cool music. So check that out. There's a new single from Aviana, super sick metalcore band coming out of Europe. I absolutely love them. There's a new single from Profiler, another cool metalcore band. They've announced an EP that's coming out pretty soon. So make sure you check that out. There's a new single from Limbs, post-hardcore band. I want to say they're from Florida, but I don't remember. But they are super, super solid. I love these guys. All super, super talented. And I don't know, it's just fun post-hardcore, right? There is a new song from Chatpile. Just go listen to it. It's a blast. There's a new song from Neck Deep, which honestly, I'm pleasantly surprised with how much I like it. I also don't know why Ben Barlow looks like Macaulay Culkin now, but to each their own. The song's great, and that's all I'm really here to talk about. There's a new single from Miss May I, and they have announced their new album will be out in September. Very excited for this. I love Miss May I. I think they're one of the most underrated metalcore bands in the scene, and I'm really excited to see them putting out some new music. I know they've been working on this record for quite a while, and it's going to be a banger. There's a new single from The Wise Man's Fear. They are doing their kind of like single at a time album release to tell the story, like chapters in a book, because they're cool like that. They actually like kind of made a story as to why they're putting out so many singles rather than just putting out like your entire album. Honestly, that's the entire thing. Like, mini rant here. Like, if you do something and it's thematic and it's interesting and it's like for a reason, like that's cool. And I'm okay, like putting out all the singles, right? Like that's fun. It feels like I'm getting new episodes of a TV show. Like, if you're just dropping single and single and single and you have like seven singles out and then you announce the album and it's like four new songs, like, everybody knows who I'm talking about. And there's a new song from Thornhill. They've got their record coming out next week. We are for sure going to talk about that. It is an absolutely stacked week next week, with a lot of really, really cool records that are going to be coming out. I'm excited. Hopefully we'll have Shane back. I'm basically going to tell him that he has to be back because there are just too many cool things to talk about. But yeah, that's all we've got. Wait, there's more? Oh yeah, it's Friday and you're listening to this. What are you doing? Go watch Kenobi. That's what we're all going to be doing. The cool kids. That's what I'm most excited for next week, actually. It's Kenobi. That'll be a blast. There's new Stranger Things too, but just watch Kenobi like six times like I'm going to. It's two episodes too. Should be great. Star Wars Festival, Celebration, whatever it's called, is going on this weekend. So there should be tons of cool announcements on that end. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've got this week. Get in, get out of your ears really quickly. We're coming in at about 32 minutes here. I hope you have a great weekend or week whenever you're listening to this. And you really enjoy these tunes. There's always some good stuff coming out every week. Let me know if anything's cool that came up and I missed or whatever. Always appreciate y'all. Have a good time. Mike out. Oh, wait, I'm not out. Follow me at Slappy Slam on Instagram. Because that's where I post the full list. I forgot to do that at the beginning, too. Dang it. But anyways, have a great rest of your week. Love you all. And I'll see you later.